Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Matter of the Heart, where we bring you heartfelt, educational, and positive stories, all to elevate your spirit. I am your host, Carol Olivia, and always thank you so much for taking your time to listen to the Matter of the Heart. We have two guests for the show. The first guest has been on a few times, and he's really gotten wonderful, wonderful, wonderful comments, Joel Solomon. Joel Solomon is a prosperity coach who helps others overcome obstacles standing in the way of one's financial freedom. And one of his books, The 9 Money Rules Millionaires Use, Only the Unconventional Ones, was a bestseller in both genres of finance and self-help. He is an award-winning speaker and has led 11 workshops teaching the concepts of how to overcome limiting beliefs. And Joel has appeared on TV with CEO Money, and he's also been quoted in the Wall Street Journal, Newsday, U.S. News and World Report, and interviewed in Forbes and Bloomberg Radio. And the second guest is Molly. Molly Singh. Molly Singh is a couples love coach who has studied how to find the right love by using the law of attraction. She continues to connect people with love. Can't go wrong with that. Previously, Molly has focused her career on project management and business operations. And she had worked and consulted such companies as Amazon, Dell, Microsoft, Starbucks, and Disney. And the topic for the show, love and finance in relationships or partnerships, why money is a contributing factor to a relationship ending. Welcome, both of you, to the show. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Thank you so much.
Let's see, Miss Molly. I'm always curious about a love coach. If you would like to go into it a little, give us some insight with love and finance and relationships, because we always hear that love is so important with relationships or partnerships. But how does money now come into the picture?
So, Carol, there are a couple things. One, money and love actually are at the same vibrational frequency. So when you're aligned, that makes both of them greater. So that's one aspect. The other aspect is we hear from various studies that are done, mm-hmm. whether they are, whoever is doing the study, the reason for a breakup, either the number one or the number two slot is money, depending on which study you're viewing. Excuse me. So money is vital to having an understanding of how to speak about money, how to understand your partner when it comes to money, and how to have the grace.
So with that, Molly and Joel, is there an issue with money, such as do some couples or one person or the other feel intimidated? Is there fear?
So I think that when it comes to money, there can be a lot of fear around discussing it. There can be a lot of fear around understanding yourself when it comes to money. And there can be a lot of fear in just the expectations you have around money, what you make, what you save, etc. So yes, there's always an element of fear in my experience when it comes to money. What I like to teach is how to actually speak to each other in regards to money and every other topic that is disarming and that is not with defensiveness and with actually has a more of a gentle approach, more of an understanding approach, more take responsibility approach. And Joel and I have actually created a webinar that we've discussed how to do these things. We discussed the methods on how to do that. So it's it's how you talk to each other. It's absolutely something that can be overcome.
And I wanted to add, Carol, that, you know, we came together to co-create this webinar, Molly and I, because as she mentioned, it really is the number one or number two reason that relationships end. And I just felt like we, you know, Molly being the expert on relationships and me being the expert on money, we can come together and help people overcome these obstacles that are ending relationships. And so, you know, that's the main reason why we came together. That's the main reason why we did the webinar, and we want to help more people and get out the word that this is something that's available to them, that they can overcome these limiting beliefs, just, you know, through communication and through recognizing their differences, and then, you know, come to resolve these differences.
So with that, Joel or Molly, I understand what you're both saying, I hope. and it's a beautiful topic, and a lot of people don't talk about. Is this to get to the psychological and overcoming it, are you also working on the person's self-esteem or self-empowerment? I mean, how do they get to that point?
Well, I think the first thing is the self-acceptance of where you have come from. So one of the things that I like to do first with my clients as individuals, and one of the things that we talk about as well in the webinar, is to talk about and discuss your backgrounds and your beliefs on financial terms. Mm-hmm. So what does money mean to you? Where do you think that definition came from? These are the questions that we ask. How has that definition for you changed in the last year? And potentially, how do you want that to change in the upcoming year? So there are ways to make changes, but knowing where you've come from, that helps you understand where you are and where you can go.
Okay. And through trying times, when there is no money for one partner, and how do we get to some type of understanding or balance or belief or just the communication? How do we arrive at something where there's more, you know, when we're reaching a harmony in that household or partnership?
So we really hope that the planning has been done, and Joel can talk a lot about the financial planning aspect of it. Joel, I can let you take over on that, but he talks about the financial planning aspect of it. But also, I like to talk about what happens are you planning for the inevitable? What happens when someone passes away, or when you have to make a choice between your child's college and your parents' elder care? What choices are being made, and how are those topics being approached? And again, we do provide this technique of saying, okay, well, what does it mean, and can we do both? Mm-hmm. Do we do partial to both, or do we draw the line somewhere? But those are the conversations that we help to facilitate with our webinar.
Yeah, absolutely. So as Molly has said in the webinar, if you fail to plan, you're planning to fail, right? So you have to have a plan. Mm-hmm. And we go through in the webinar what, you know, your financial freedom number is as a couple, as a partnership, what the number is in order to become financially free as a partnership. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to have a plan in the beginning means to communicate, to talk. And if you haven't talked, it's never too late. If you're, you know, right now, you're, you know, someone who's listening, a couple is listening to the podcast, they can start to have the communication now to plan for the future. It's not ever too late.
Right. I want to reemphasize that. I know Joel said it a couple times, but it's never too late to have these conversations as to what our plan is going to be, what these financial terms mean, how do we feel about our savings account or our retirement given a catastrophe, for example. And another thing is to have these conversations at least on an annual basis or on an event basis, because we change. We're dynamic human beings, and we change and we grow and we adjust to that. And so to have those conversations and to be able to open up the conversation so that you can just bring it up without it having a hesitation on your part or a hesitation on your partner's part, to be able to have those discussions is vital, because things change and mm-hmm. they can change in a minute.
Mm-hmm. And I'm curious how you would both tackle this. Supposing you plan something in the beginning, we'll say, and one person's priority is to take a trip to Bali, and the other person's priority is to stay at home. And then they somehow compromise or understand each other. And then, let's say a year later, the priorities are totally, totally different. I mean, how do you deal with the differences? Because sometimes that doesn't that reflect the personality profile of the person, what they're going through?
Well, I don't know that it reflects the personality profile, but it certainly does reflect what they're going through mm-hmm. and how they're approaching it. Mm-hmm. When somebody shifts or changes their mind on something, that would be the first time to come and say, hey, let's have a talk. And if that means pouring a glass of wine, or if that means just sitting down and saying, I need to talk to you about some priority shifts mm-hmm. and sit down, make sure it's a relaxed, the advice that I give is always make sure it's a relaxed manner. Mm-hmm. You're not upset about anything. If you have to make an appointment with your partner and say, you know, I just want to put you in the headspace that maybe in a couple days, you know, on Tuesday, right after dinner or right before dinner, we just have a talk. I want to talk to you about my priority shifts with the finances, so that you're not taking somebody by surprise. You're allowing them to process that we're going to have a financial conversation. And again, if you need to have a glass of wine to help relax you, then have that. Mm-hmm. Or maybe meditate if a glass of wine isn't the thing that you want to do. I always recommend, when you're having a heartfelt conversation such as that, mm-hmm. you start by holding each other's hands, looking into each other's eyes, and expressing your feelings about something. So own it. I am feeling differently about going to Bali this year. Mm-hmm. I would rather, and I feel this way, or, you know, I'm feeling nervous about work. So explain what you're feeling. Own your feelings on the situation, and then propose your solution. Mm-hmm. If there's a conflict, that would be different, you know, where I'd recommend using a couple adjectives and then having the person repeat back to what you're saying in different words. But when it's just having a conversation, it's definitely own your feelings and explain what's happening and why you're doing it. Even if you think the person knows what's going on, mm-hmm. you still shouldn't shortcut yourself out of that conversation.
Mm-hmm. And if there's another conflict, have another glass of wine.
Right.
Yeah. One of the things I'd love to add to that mm-hmm. is also on the process, because we talk about in the webinar about expenses and budgeting, and, you know, coming together with a realistic monthly budget without judging each other, discussing with the partner what's important to you, right? You know, maybe mm-hmm. that trip to Bali was important a year ago and now it's not anymore, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. And then having, you know, saying what is important to each of you, coming together with a budget and playing the budget game, which we go into both on the webinar and my book as well, making it a game, you know, making it mm-hmm. fun. Because a lot of time, you know, there's a lot of stress and emotion attached to money, but changing when you shift from that stress, emotion to making it more fun, that's when truly as we talked about at the outset, the money energy becomes more about abundance and prosperity rather than lack and scarcity.
Mm. And to that end as well, when it comes to something like a vacation, mm-hmm. say one person doesn't want to go to Bali this year because there's some concern about future income or current income, then it's always a great idea to say, well, let's plan for it to be in another 6 months when things are settled. So, or make some kind of plan like that, so that no one feels like the trip isn't going to happen. It's mm-hmm. going to happen. It's intended to happen. The intention is to have it happen. But at the same time, we're being realistic about our budget and our actual goals.
Mm-hmm. So what really is coming out very strongly between the two of you, obviously, is communication. But the next word, I mean, you can have communication, but if there's not honesty, then the communication really doesn't mean a darn thing. So I'm picking up honesty of words.
Yes. And I think the first and foremost thing is you need to be honest with yourself. As Joel mm-hmm. was mentioning, there's no judgment in saying that I really need to have my mani-pedi every other week, or my husband saying, no, I really need to get my hair cut every 10 days because I like it a very particular thing. You know, there's no judgment in it. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. This is what we like. Can we afford to do it? What are the non-negotiables and how do we get to that?
Mm. Joe, your book is great. How about sharing to the listeners one, maybe one concept in your book that will connect with the topic?
Well, one of the things I think is important to discuss is how couples manage their money, how they discuss credit, especially in this uncertain time, right? So, you know, is it a joint account, a separate checking accounts, joint or both separate and joint accounts? And then also discussing the different types of credit. I go into my book about how to improve your credit score. Maybe things have been unsettled, things have changed, maybe from job loss or income has decreased. There are ways to actually improve, systematically improve your credit score if it has gone down recently. So I go through a lot of different ways, but just simple ways in terms of, for example, one way is you can eliminate some credit cards that are you're not using, right? So that's one way. If you have, you know, 10, 12 credit cards and some of those are not being used, you can get rid of those. So there are simple techniques I go through in my book that are ways to simply improve your credit score as a couple, as individuals, to make sure that, you know, you have the ability to borrow in the future. Mm.
You know, I have a client friend and his wife, she hides the money. He never knows where her salary goes. How would you approach that situation, either of you?
So it's clear that...
Go ahead, Molly.
It's clear that she's not being honest with him. She's not being open with him. And that's the first thing to do, is to first ask her, if it's a counseling session, ask her where her feelings are, why she doesn't want to share that information. Mm-hmm. What is around that? And dig a little deeper. So one of the techniques that I like to do is I call it the AAA. It's ask, acknowledge, ask. Ask what is wrong. Ask what the issue is with sharing that information. And then when she shares that information, why it is, just acknowledge it. Don't refute it. There could be something in her background or her belief that is not allowing her, that she just needs to work through and needs to feel safe in the situation. So we've asked what was wrong or why she's doing that. We've acknowledged her concerns or her issues, and mm-hmm. then ask what she needs to feel safe or to feel secure. Mm. In order to share. Mm. So that's one of the techniques that what I would use. Ask, acknowledge, ask.
Okay. And Joe, are you going to say something with that?
No, I was going to exactly say what Molly said. Honest communication is like, that's the starting point, right?
Right.
So like having honest communication mm-hmm. at some point, you got to fess up and have the discussion. And, you know, to me, the basis of any good relationship is honest communication.
And then I'd go back to another option would be to, I call it the I feel a solution. Mm-hmm. Start with I feel and give a couple different adjectives on how you feel, and concise, be concise about I feel worried, hurt, neglected when you don't tell me what you're doing with your money. Mm-hmm. And then have her repeat back what her partner's feelings are about that. Mm-hmm. So that she understands. And when both people feel like they have been heard and they are understood and they understand, then they should create a solution together mm-hmm. and always end with an expression of love mm. and acceptance.
Mm-hmm. And what do both of you feel, how would you approach it? One couple is generous with their money, meaning they'll help a friend in need. And the other partner does not want to do anything.
Oh, that's absolutely written out in your budget. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think that Joel talks about this quite a bit, and we mentioned this in the webinar as well. You know, if you have a donation dollar amount that you want to set aside on a monthly basis or on an annual basis, and then decide, well, this is what we're donating, or mm-hmm. this is our budget for gifting people. Mm-hmm. However that is, however you want to work that out, that's a discussion that should happen maybe on an annual basis or semi-annual basis.
And that goes back to like managing the money, and, you know, if you have joint accounts or separate accounts, and you may agree that, you know, one of the partners in the relationship says, look, this is part of what I do and I feel appropriate. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Carol, it's rule number 6 in the 9 money rules mm-hmm. is giving. I think it's a very important and it's shown over time. And that's why, you know, in my book, The 9 Money Rules Millionaires Use, giving is one of those rules, because it does come back to you. It makes you feel like you have plenty to spare and share. So I understand why that one partner would be, you know, adamant that, you know, they want to give every month as part mm-hmm. of their budget, mm-hmm. As part of, you know, let's budget for this, because it is one of the 9 money rules. And, mm-hmm. you know, and giving from the heart, you know, it is the matter of the heart, right? When you're giving from the heart, it really does wonders both for yourself and for that charity or that individual you're giving to.
And the law of attraction is always at play. So when you're giving from the heart, you're also receiving from the heart. Whether it is financial or not, you're still receiving from the heart.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, that's also very interesting, because then you're saying the heart is the core.
Heart is always the core.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. Mm. I truly believe that. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's also interesting. So as far as the understanding of the compromise, whatever the word exactly is, as far as the money, how much does the heart play into it as far as just that general understanding? Because I always feel it has to go back to the personality profile somehow.
Well, when two people come together, they've got that understanding of who they are, who they came together with, and who they are themselves. So, so you have, presumably, you love yourself and you have that heart for yourself as well as for your person you love and are partnering with. Mm-hmm. So when you start from that, which is, again, one of the reasons I always say, when you're having one of the harder conversations, sit down, look each other in the eye, hold each other's hands, because it is about touch. It is about mm-hmm. saying, I'm here. I'm here to see you, and I see you, mm-hmm. and being available and presence. And that all of that starts with the heart, starts with intentionality and love, which is why I call my course Infinitely Loving.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's interesting, because a lot of times people will hear the word money and it sounds more a harsh sound. I'm not saying it's harsh, you know, but then when you're integrating it with the human aspect, you're saying, you're holding the hand, you're looking the person in the eyes, you're the sensitive level, you're combining that sensitive level with the word money.
Sure, you're softening the word.
Yes.
That's in absolutely what we have done in our webinar is to help soften the financial terms. Ask what your background is on savings. What is, mm-hmm. you know, what's the anecdote that goes with that? And I think in our webinar, the anecdote that we learn how Joel feels about money and mm-hmm. what anecdote, like where that feeling originally came from. And he tells this wonderful anecdote about his uncle and different currencies, and you can see how that has affected his world today and how he chose his job because of that. You can see where he was so interested in finances. Mm-hmm. And it tells us a lot when we start to tell our anecdotes and our stories of who we are, because, you know, in almost any word can elicit a story of
definitely
where did I, how did I come up with mm-hmm. intimacy means this? Well, where did I learn that this is what intimacy means, or this is where what money means, or this is what retirement means?
Mm-hmm. You know, it reminds me of Rich Dad Poor Dad, Kiyosaki, mm-hmm. right? His words that he would use.
Sure.
Yeah. Words are really critical. And then also, like, as Molly mentioned, you know, what are your early money memories? Because those actually are impacting you today. What are your subconscious beliefs mm-hmm. that were generated because of watching your parents or friends mm-hmm. or what actually literally happened while you were growing up? And that actually, you know, I have seven money personality types that I talk about, and that can create, and you don't have to be one, of course, but it can create, you know, your money personality type. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it could be, you know, I give the acronym Sugar Pie mm-hmm. for the seven money personality types. It's splurgers, the unconscious ones, those who are greedy, mm-hmm. accumulators, and then pie is the protectionist, investors, and the egotists. And, you know, obviously you can be a combination. They're pretty self-explanatory, as you can tell, but you know, you need it. It'd be interesting to know yourself, which one you are, and then also to know which one your partner is mostly.
So a lot of the work that Joel does, that I do individually, with couples or with mm-hmm. with individuals, and mostly I work with couples, but
right.
a lot of that work, it starts with the individual, and it does start with saying, where do you come from? And it really does help people understand themselves better, because a lot of times we don't think about what was my first money memory and how does that affect mm-hmm. my life today? Mm-hmm. Or how was my savings? How did I approach savings, and how does that affect me today? Like, mm-hmm. do I see that pattern? Do I see where the pattern initiated? Mm-hmm. So this is a lot of the work that we do, and our webinar dives into that as well, as to, it starts with you, then discuss with your partner how it is with them or was with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I could see if somebody had a negative experience in their early childhood with money, such as people wanted to take away things from them mm-hmm. rather than give things to them. Or maybe the other case, Molly and Joel, is an alienation of money, you know, because sometimes a child gets, or later on just gets, a lot of money from somebody who dies, and maybe they never really worked for the money. So that money energy isn't totally in that heart area so far.
You know, I talk about that a lot in my book, Carol. I have a mm-hmm. whole chapter on, you know, the lottery winners, the mm-hmm. you know, and it doesn't have to be just the lottery. It just, you know, how, when you just accumulate a lot of money from, you know, a surprise event. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have that millionaire mindset, mm-hmm. even when you become a millionaire, it's not surprising that, mm-hmm. you know, within 5 years, I think the statistic is more than 95% of those who won the lottery 5 years later have less money than they did the day right. before they won the lottery. And it's because they don't have the mindset. And we talk a lot about mm-hmm. mindset mm-hmm. in the webinar, because it's so critical. You know, do you believe that you can be spiritual and rich? Mm. That is, you know, critical. If you believe that, you know, you're a good soul, mm-hmm. but you believe that you can't be spiritual and rich, then, mm-hmm. you know, that it's going to be really hard for you to be rich.
Mm, that's a great concept, because a lot of times people don't think they can be, with this word spiritual attached to it, but the humanistic part of the meaning of, to me, spirituality is being a human being, you know, and the generosity of the heart to help others.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that mm-hmm. helping others also allows for the flow, mm-hmm. because if you stop money from flowing, mm-hmm. it's going to also stop from coming to you.
Right, right.
You can't stop the flow.
Mm-hmm. So if the two of you are going to say, what is money, or how would you look at money? What insight, wisdom, relationships, love, finances, and certainly you're more than welcome to mention, of course, the name of your webinar. How would you both, each of you, like to give your wisdom on the topic?
Well, I can start. So Molly started out the I think the podcast by saying money is, and love is just energy. Mm-hmm. Maybe not just, but money is energy, right? And as she just mentioned, it's the letting it flow, right? So the hoarders are not letting money flow. That's, one could say, gee, in my sugar pie, the greedy ones. But, putting it out there, right? Putting it out into the world, it'll come back to you multiple times. So for me, money is energy. Money is freedom. Mm-hmm. Money is, just the ability to do what you want, with whom you want, when you want, wherever you want.
And you, Miss Molly?
I would say money is love. I mean, everything is love. I would define everything as love. But the way that you handle money, the more love that you can infuse in it, and by money, I mean the discussion topic of money, the more love that you can infuse in it, the more love you're going to have, and the more love you will grow. Mm-hmm. And that will be the very same thing for money as well. So the more that you can talk to each other and say, I really want to go to Bali, or, in my husband's, in my case, it was Aruba. We really, really want to go to Aruba, and I just need to feel good about something. So I need to make a plan to do it. And then, the world today, our plans got delayed, but it's okay. We had the plan. We'll have the plan again. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those things where it was just, we talked about it. We talked about it in love, and we postponed it in love. And it's okay, because that's how we grow, and we accept the change, and we know that it'll come back abundantly. So if you're able to really just take that deep breath, hold each other's hands, look in each other's eyes, and have a nice, calm discussion mm-hmm. about anything, especially money, it will only grow.
Mm, beautiful. And the webinar is called?
It's called Infinitely Loving and Money. Mm-hmm. And it is available on the website. It's dowhatyoulovetribe.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you both very, very much, Joel Salomon and Molly Singh. You certainly have given us a lot of wisdom.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having us, Carol. It's been a pleasure. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you both. And you've been listening to The Matter of the Heart, and I've been your host, Carol Olivia. Thank you.